Maybe later. So the next speaker actually caught a 5 a.m. flight from the East Coast to be here today. This is true. She is a nuclear person of some sort. Not like Dr. Manhattan, like she works with nuclear stuff. I'm in the humanities. What do you want from me? No assignment.
Ever on your story, so get with me. And like a lot of your stories that I've heard, this starts in high school. When I was 15, sophomore year, met a nice young boy that I really liked, and we had started dating. He was a year younger than me, and we had 6 weeks of the worst relationship in my life. Not that bad, just nothing ever happened. And it was super, just super boring. And after 6 weeks, I was tired of it, and I was like, yeah, we're done. And to his credit, he had some stuff going on, as demonstrated a week later when his mother passed away. After a battle with cancer, and it was not the best. And then 3 years after that, my father passed away from cancer. And my mom, Amy, knew that this boy, David's father, Jeff, had, you know, gone through the losing of a spouse thing. And so she kind of went to him for support, and they ended up falling in love and getting married. So now my stepbrother is my ex-boyfriend. I believe when Jeff sat down his kids and told them that he was, you know, seriously with my mom, David's response was, you know, I was the first one to date Amy, and I was the first one to date a sideman, so you should be more original. And not that I have a lot of proof to back this up, but I assume when this situation happens, it's hairy at best, and not the ideal family situation, but I consider myself lucky because our family is wonderful, and you know, my mom is my best friend, and my stepdad is, I'm like the nerd daughter that he never had, because his kids are kind of all hippies.
There's a difference.
Ouch. And, you know, we joke about it at all family affairs. Like, when we're all together, they insult David's taste in women and insult my taste in men, like, all the time. And, you know, whenever David doesn't live in Chicago, he was in New York for a number of years, and now he's in Portland and whatever, so we don't get to see each other that often, but when we do, you know, we'll usually go out to a bar, have a couple drinks, and that's like the first thing that he tells the bartender because he thinks it's such a great icebreaker. Like, hey, guess what my relationship is with this girl that's sitting next to me. So so I don't really know. There's not really a moral to this story. I just thought it was funny. And, like, I just wanted to say to this room and the internet that I just consider myself so lucky that my family is so wonderful, that this is, like, a point of pride with us, and just so supportive.
Let me answer Sean's question during that monologue. You questioned the difference between nerds and hippies.
That was selfish, because okay. I'm kind of bold.
Well, here's the difference between nerds and hippies. My stepsister... and has made our, like, super scientist stepfather, like, wear crystals when he has a cold.
I think the difference between nerds and hippies is nerds went to McCormick Place last month for the comic convention. Hippies went to the comic place this month to get punked by police. crowd.